Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! Anyone emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress, from impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion, we've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. Crime and criminals have been my business for 25 years. Tonight, we're going to show you shocking examples of criminal behavior. Because the more you know, the more you'll be able to protect yourself and your families. Get ready for a walk on the wild side.
La Paz, Arizona. Police pull over a pickup truck, a possible DUI. As the officer gets out, the vehicle speeds off. The cop jumps back into his car and races after them. The officer makes a quick license plate check. When it comes back, the officer recognizes the name, a local gangbanger. The truck holds three gang members who have been out drinking all night.
He's sticking his hand out the window, waving.
They defiantly flash gang signs.
Yeah, they're gang signs.
Then they throw beer cans at the cops.
Another beer can right there out the window.
They even toss an entire case.
It looks like a full pack of beer case came out the window.
But the cops remain cool, even when the gangsters get more reckless. The driver dangerously passes these semis.
85, he's being real reckless now.
Then drunkenly makes a U-turn.
So I'm on the off-ramp, up on the road, and he just almost ran into me. He's going the wrong way. It's going to get dangerous now.
The officers decide to take a more direct approach. The lead officer fires his 9mm at the right rear tire. It's a direct hit.
We've got one tire going flat.
But the truck keeps going. So the cops shoot out the other tire.
11-03-5-6, the other tire's really going flat.
Finally, the truck stops. Two of the gang members jump out. Incredibly, they still want to play tough, mocking the cops with gang signs. The officers take them down. The cops pull a third member from the truck. His arrogance is unbelievable.
Feels good. Woo! Feels good. Feels good, G.
One officer tries to reason with the remorseless gangsters, but the bluster continues.
Hey. Let me ask you something. Why were you doing this, man?
Huh?
Why did you do this? You could have got yourself killed or killed someone out there.
No, I know what's up. I know what's up.
No, you don't.
These gangbangers were on a brutal path of lawlessness and destruction. If it weren't for these cops, this highway Russian roulette could easily have turned deadly. When criminals run, they run hard. And they run fast, endangering lives and destroying property. But in Los Angeles, police find themselves in the slowest chase ever.
Most of the time in these pursuits, we see a desperate suspect who's running from the law. And at this point, this guy, you couldn't really say is running. because we're still only moving at about 10 miles an hour right here.
Police stopped the man in the white truck for failure to yield. A minor offense, but he tried to run an officer down.
This is the slowest pursuit we've ever seen here. It's just not moving, and there are people lining up. The public is all over the place here.
He seems to be mocking the cops, daring them to come and get him, and then driving away. Eventually, he stops and demands water. Police give it to him, approaching with caution. The suspect is unpredictable and might turn violent again.
LAPD is kind of sizing up the threat here.
While the suspect is distracted, an officer tries to deflate the truck's tires.
Again, now he motions it back into the truck and takes off. And then he stops again, almost as if he's testing the LAPD here.
The suspect has nowhere to go and he knows it. He toys with the officers, starting and stopping, trying to drag this chase out as long as possible. The cops have no choice but to follow. They stay calm, waiting patiently for him to give up or make that one mistake. Eventually, the suspect stops for good. Obviously in no hurry to get to jail, he takes his time surrendering. Some pursuits end in takedown. And some end in tragedy. The cops are thankful this one ended as slowly as it began.
Obsession is a strange and dangerous state of mind. When an unstable man becomes obsessed, his feelings of love, compassion, and affection can easily turn to madness, mayhem, and murderous rage.
Rockwall County, Texas. Police respond to a frantic call for help.
We're westbound on the North Service Road at this time. 10-4,
North Service Road, 1833.
A quiet afternoon in this peaceful neighborhood is shattered when a man traps his estranged wife inside their home. When police arrive, they find the man raving. Before they can detain him, he jumps in his car and runs.
510, 516, he's headed your way. 510, go ahead and block that street off down that way. Move it, move it.
Racing madly through the narrow residential streets, he leads the cops in circles.
Headed south on College. Turn him back, 516.
It's soon clear that he's not running away from the cops as much as he's trying to get back to her. Now that they know where he's going, the police get the jump on him.
He's coming back your way.
I'm trying to block his intersection off for y'all.
Head back to Lula, block Lula off his residence.
If he goes outside, he needs your vehicle to block his progress.
When the suspect arrives home, they have him. Almost.
Go ahead and block that street off down that way.
After his break for freedom, the suspect desperately heads for the open highway.
Southbound on College, headed back towards the service road.
15-5-10, I'm on the North Service Road.
Becoming more crazed by the second, he enters the freeway the wrong way.
SO, he's entering the east westbound lane of traffic, heading eastbound.
The cops scramble after him, using sirens and lights to warn unsuspecting drivers. As the suspect races directly into oncoming traffic. Reaching the county line, the suspect realizes that each mile takes him farther away from his home, his ex-wife, his obsession. He makes an abrupt U-turn and heads back the way he came. Listening to some twisted inner voice, he heads back toward the center of Rockwall County and home.
SO, he's crossing the center median.
The sheriff's department puts out an all-points bulletin. More officers join the chase as the suspect returns to the densely populated city streets.
Looks like he's exiting onto the South Service Road, SO.
Even with the cops everywhere, the suspect shows no signs of stopping. He's going home, and heaven help anyone who stands in his way.
A lot of traffic coming.
He intentionally swerves head-on into passing cars.
SO, he's trying to cause a 1050.
The cops themselves become targets as the determined lunatic lunges at them again and again. His obsession brings him full circle as he returns to the house where the chase began. When he pulls into the driveway, the police are waiting to take him down. What was once love became obsession. Obsession became desperation. And desperation became reckless indifference for the safety of others. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, a speed demon tries to outsmart cops, a drug runner tries to smuggle cash, and a sick man tries to get back home. The savage, the murderous, and the scandalous. Try as they might, ferocious as they appear, they meet their match. Next. Sometimes they run. Sometimes they hide. Sometimes they don't know which way to go. But the cops know exactly where they'll end up. San Antonio, Texas. A Chevy truck weaves dangerously on the interstate. Pursuing a DUI is always dangerous, but this high-speed chase is about to take a bizarre turn. He runs this red light, barely escaping disaster. But now he's headed to San Antonio's Fiesta Week, an annual street festival attended by thousands. If the pursuit continues, it could mean disaster. At these speeds, they'll hit the festival in less than 5 minutes. He jumps over a curb, his chassis sparking wildly. Only 3 minutes away, the police make a decision. They realize they may be endangering innocent lives by continuing the pursuit. They take a chance. They decide to pull back and pray the suspect slows down.
Discontinue pursuit.
Units for the watch commander, discontinue the pursuit. Repeat, discontinue pursuit.
But before they can do anything, the inevitable happens. He makes a sharp left turn and crashes into a tree. An electrical pole arcs out. His car totaled. This drunk's not going anywhere but the county jail. Bad luck for him, but very good luck for the crowds ahead, who never knew how close they came to tragedy. Managua, Nicaragua. Violence erupts on the campus of Central American University. Police and protesters explode in a riot of rocks, tear gas, and firebombs. It begins with a peaceful student gathering. The government has promised the school system 6% of the national budget. But the students never got it. The crowd grows, and so does the anger. Fearing violence, the government calls out the riot police.
The police, whether we like it or not, are a 24-hour symbol of government.
Lieutenant Pete Durham finds the same behavior in riots around the world.
It may not be the police that they're unhappy with. It might be other parts of government. It might be we have now intervened, and rightly or wrongly, they feel we haven't taken their side.
The police are trapped between their duty to preserve order and sympathy for the students. Many have children enrolled at the university who might be among the protesters. Some openly show their solidarity by writing 6% on their riot gear. It's an impossible situation which requires a delicate balance of power. The scales tip when troublemakers infiltrate the student ranks.
And in my opinion, a small group of people came in there and skillfully manipulated them into violence.
Armed with homemade weapons, They'll do anything to incite a full-scale riot. Faced with a deadly arsenal of crude weapons, the police have no choice but to fire tear gas and rubber bullets. In a desperate attempt to appeal to the students, police allow a dean and a favorite professor to speak to the rioters. But before they can be heard, the professor is struck. He's rushed to an ambulance, stunned and bleeding, a victim of the mindless brutality. By the end of the day, two students are dead. Over 200 more are injured, including many officers who never intended it to end like this. The original reason for the protest is lost among the destruction and the casualties. Sadly, the only people who got what they wanted were the troublemakers. Avon, Ohio. A driver weaves recklessly down the road. A police officer turns on his lights and siren. But the driver doesn't stop. Instead, he almost clips a parked car. Next, he veers into oncoming traffic and nearly collides with another car. But what happens next is amazing. He heads toward an intersection, but he's still not stopping.
Right there, he just wrecked, he just TC'd.
The officer fully expected alcohol to be the reason for this crash. Instead, he discovered that the driver was a diabetic. The man had lapsed into diabetic shock on his way to the store. In a flash, this officer went from pursuer to rescuer. And although he couldn't prevent the crash, he used his training and instinct to save this man's life. Next, on World's Wildest Police Video, a late shift clerk locks down a robber. A highway cop shuts down a smuggler. When good meets bad, and neither side will back down. The results are shocking. The door is locked. The gun is cocked. The road is blocked. And for these desperate felons, time is running out. Orlando, Florida. It's the end of a long day for this elderly clerk. In his years of experience behind the counter, he's learned to be a quick judge of character. So when this shirtless and shifty man enters his store, the old man's crook radar goes off.
No beer.
This greasy customer is in no hurry. He even lets other people go before him. Typical customers are never that polite. Finally, the man is the only one left in the store. But when the clerk turns around, this seedy character is done waiting. He finally makes his move, grabbing the display case. The greedy man's target is a dozen packs of smokes. The clerk quickly hits a button, locking the doors. This place is now sealed up tight. The thief realizes he's trapped like a rat. The clerk calmly calls the cops.
This is the Amigo safe. I got a nut in this place. They're going to join a bullet.
The man is racking his criminal mind for a way out. but the clerk stays cool.
Trying to break the two window open now. Okay, next one.
He won't get any help from this tough old bird.
You're on your way to jail. No.
The clerk can't resist taunting the desperate shoplifter.
Make it out worse for yourself. They cut you on that way.
The bare-chested man can barely keep his pants up, let alone get out. However, his flailing eventually pays off. The door shatters. But does he leave? No way. He goes back and grabs a few packs before ducking out. But he better smoke them fast, because the police have dozens of perfect pictures of this nicotine fiend. He's caught blocks away, looking for a lighter. As for the clerk, he's back to business as usual within minutes, knowing his instincts were right again.
Instinct. It's the one thing that separates a good cop from a great cop.
34 station, give me one unit of backup.
And one night it transformed a routine traffic stop into an extraordinary bust.
Campbell County, Tennessee. Its highways are often used for the trafficking of narcotics and currency. Thousands of smugglers pass through every year. It's up to the police to stop them, dead or alive. Deputy Randy Baird pulls over a car. He cites the man for speeding.
Well, I will cut you a break, and I'll write you down at 74 instead of 81, and that's a big break. Just be careful.
I'm just trying to slow down.
Okay. Have a good trip.
But just as he's about to let the man go, Deputy Baird's instinct kicks in.
Yeah. You're not carrying any kind of weapons or anything like that, are you?
I don't.
You don't have nothing at all in the vehicle? Any narcotics or a large amount of currency or nothing like that at all? You consent to search of the vehicle? You consent to a search to see if you have anything like that?
If you want.
In the glove compartment, the officer finds a small bag of marijuana. But the deputy has a hunch that this man's hiding something a lot bigger. He searches the trunk. He brings in a canine that's trained to sniff out drugs.
As far as you know, there's nothing in this car.
There's something there, all right. Deputy Baird just has to find it. He discovers a false bottom.
This square here, which I looked at, it looked unusual.
The deputy takes the car to the station. From underneath the car, a cop takes the muffler out, revealing a hit shield. The cops remove the shield, exposing a hidden compartment.
There it is.
They cut it open. Deputy Baird's instinct proves correct. There are bags and bags and bags of 50s and 100s.
Got all kinds of bags.
We got about a half mil here.
Yeah, more.
At least.
One bundle of cash, two, three, 17, 18. In all, 31 bags of hard currency. So much money, they need machines to count it all.
Got 150,000 in $100 bills so far. 450,000.
Nearly $1 million total. Quite possibly the most expensive speeding ticket ever. So why did this money set the canine off? The amount of drug residue on this much cash was overpowering. The driver claims it's a friend's car. But whoever that friend is, he won't be too happy about losing this much money. And since this mysterious friend couldn't legally claim it, 100% of this money will be used for the enforcement of drug laws. It may have been a drop in the bucket for the multi-billion dollar drug business. But the next time some dope dealer thinks about passing through Campbell County, they just may reconsider. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos.
This thing, let me try to get up beside him.
The wildest and the worst. They're flopping and hopping, jumping and thumping. They're barking and narking. Welcome to Lowndes County, Georgia. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, is he going to hit the ramp? This thing, let me try to get up beside him.
When the devil comes down to Lowndes County, Georgia. He carries a big gun and drives a fast car. He has a bad attitude and a bag full of dope. But he's not even ready for these good old boys.
Emergency response, go ahead.
You've just been robbed. I knew someone here right away. I've been shot.
You get a call. There's been a robbery, there's been a shooting, and generally that's all you'll know until you get to the scene. So once you get there, you've got to restore order.
On a crisp April night in Aurora, Colorado, this convenience store becomes a crime scene.
Get on the floor. Get him.
This criminal is vicious, feeding off the fears of his victims.
On the floor. Get him. Don't touch.
As the thug hurdles the counter, the gun discharges. The blast is deafening in the little store.
All right, give me your wallet. Give me your wallet.
I don't have a wallet.
Lay it on the floor, man. There's money right here.
With one brutal kick to the face, the clerk is knocked out cold. The masked felon is in rage, drunk on the total power he has over his victims. He robs the woman in the corner, then the man he threw to the floor.
You better not get your up.
And then the third customer, too. Satisfied, he struts out of the store, stolen cash in hand. When the victims finally get off the floor,
is he gone?
Each one is in their own kind of shock. The groggy clerk is the last to rise, and he immediately calls 911.
Call back, we've just been robbed. I knew someone here right away. I've been shot.
By the time the first officer responds, everyone's talking at once.
Shot the wall.
Everybody's talking. Everybody's excited and scared. But an officer has to find out what happened before he can help anybody.
This one got hurt.
He shot at me. I don't know if he hit me or what.
The clerk is not seriously hurt, so the cop focuses on the suspect.
What was this guy wearing?
Despite all the confusion, the seasoned officer is able to put together an accurate description.
Black male, black shirt, black pants, black ski mask.
The suspect is apprehended a few blocks away, ending this brutal thug's rampage once and for all.
The South is known for its hospitality. But that cordial atmosphere ends when someone breaks the law. Keeping the criminal element under control requires a special breed of officer.
Lowndes County, Georgia. Law officers here have seen it all. Just north of the border between Georgia and Florida, the region is a breeding ground for some of the wildest, most dangerous criminal activities in the state. But when it comes to putting these criminals behind bars, these guys are second to none. We brought a camera crew to Lowndes County to catch these dedicated officers in action. Whether it's a training scenario or a real life or death crisis, these lawmen give their all. And if you break the law, you're going down. This surveillance camera shows a man pumping gas while his girlfriend waits in the car. When it comes time to pay up, he burns rubber. The store clerk calls the sheriff. The car is seen headed for the interstate where a deputy is on duty. Our camera crew is with him when a vehicle passes that fits the description. The deputy turns to follow. A license check reveals that this couple has done more than just steal gas. They're wanted upstate for a string of armed robberies. Entering Lowndes County is the biggest mistake they could have made.
15 Lowndes. Now, he's just passing me south of Log Law. I'm turning around northbound now.
The suspects speed up. They know they've been spotted. The other deputies join the pursuit. The chase is captured by their dash cam as well as our camera.
20 miles up in behind 15. 1080. 10-4, we are 1080 this time.
At 100 miles an hour, the suspects burn past traffic like it's standing still, but they don't gain an inch over the Lowndes deputies. They suddenly pull off the highway, hoping to escape on the county's back roads. Then they open fire on the sheriff's deputies.
Got it going. Got it going.
If stealing gas was a bad idea, firing at deputies is even worse. These criminals have a lot to learn about Lowndes County.
Dispatch, we're heading into town. We're heading into town on 31.
The deputies keep them off balance by shifting position back and forth.
15, let me try to get up beside him.
At a crossing, they prepare to go left. Then they spot a deputy waiting for them.
Lucky Mike, turn. Megan, he's going straight.
Desperate, these high-octane felons decide to take their flight off-road. They ditch the car, hoping to lose officers in the Georgia swamp. The boyfriend bolts into the forest, leaving his girlfriend behind. The deputies release a police canine, a lawman's best friend, and a criminal's worst nightmare. Deserted by her boyfriend, the female suspect tries to drive off. But she's not getting away from these deputies. And if she thinks they'll go easier on a lady, she's in for a rude awakening. In the forest, deputies are able to trap the male suspect thanks to their canine colleague. With jaws like an iron vise, the police dog controls the suspect until deputies have him covered. With the dog ready to attack, the suspect puts up no further resistance. This couple thought they could steal gas, run from the law, and fire on officers. Not in Lowndes County. Here all it got them was a roll in the mud and a trip to the slammer.
When we return, you'll see how deputies in Lowndes County are fighting the war against drugs. Plus, you'll see a jailbreak, which pits the sheriff himself against three dangerous convicts.
Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos.
Is it your habit to drive 102?
An undercover cop breaks up. Convicts break out. And drunk drivers break up everything in sight. And from Lowndes County, the rest of the story.
Got you on tape, buddy.
The struggle of good against evil goes on. In brightest day, in darkest night, whenever evil comes, the cops will be there, ready for anything. Located within the drug corridor between Miami and the Northeast, Lowndes County sees a heavy flow of drug traffic. Catching dealers is a top priority with deputies.
We finally got even.
Here, the deputies plan an undercover drug sting.
He's gonna meet us in a parking lot.
Posing as buyers, two undercover agents arrange to meet Elas late at night. One wears a hidden camera. The sting is also captured by police surveillance cameras. It's a dangerous operation. One mistake could tip off the suspect. Elas pulls up just after midnight.
Here it comes. All agents stand by.
The undercover deputies get out of their car. The sting is on.
What's up, dog? You the man. You got what I need? I got you.
So far, everything is going according to plan. The agents give Elas the money. Satisfied, Elas opens the trunk where the drugs are stashed. The officers make sure the evidence is caught on camera.
I have to check it, man. I got burnt a couple of times, man.
That's the bus signal. It's time for the takedown. Deputies flood the scene. Elas runs to his car, but the keys are still in the trunk. Like a wild animal, he tries to escape capture. His adrenaline surging, the pusher makes a desperate run for a nearby cornfield. It's now his only chance for escape, but the deputies kick into overdrive. He can deny all he wants, but drug agents now have the dope, the dealer, and all the evidence they need to convict him. The war on drugs in Lowndes County has some unusual moments, too.
This officer is being made up to look like a mild-mannered church lady. He's part of an elaborate plan by deputies to raid a well-protected crack house. Madam Deputy is joking now. But this is serious business.
Man, it's gonna be popping with you guys in there down the street at the old soup kitchen down there.
The dealers have spotters watching for cops. Infiltrating the neighborhood won't be easy, but this cover should do the trick. With the decoy church lady at the wheel, the agents await their signal. When it comes, they hit the crack house like a bolt of lightning.
Lay out.
Hang on, man.
But the agent isn't taking any chances. Inside the crack house, the dealers are caught totally off guard. Suddenly, they're in handcuffs and out of business.
We've got an order for search and seizure.
During the search, the head drug dealer makes a big mistake. Hoping to escape jail time, he tries to pay the cops off. Fat chance.
Next time y'all bribe a cop, you ought to make sure he's dishonest, you know? It's pretty dumb.
I ain't bribing a cop.
Mission accomplished. This church lady can finally get out of his dress. But not before these criminals get into their cells. Getting criminals behind bars is hard enough. But what happens if they get out? At this Georgia prison, that very nightmare occurred. This surveillance camera shows a lounge prison guard being ambushed at lockdown. Three inmates overpower the guard and make their escape. Using the guard's keys, the men are able to get off the grounds without triggering an alarm. An emergency meeting is called by Lowndes County Sheriff Ashley Paul.
We're gonna stay out there till we find these people. Keep your eyes out, but we feel certainly as soon as we get darkness, we're gonna have a car theft.
A car theft. The sheriff is dead on. That night, a call comes in. The suspects have stolen a vehicle.
Vehicle 1099 is going to be a black Toyota 4Runner. Last seen northbound on 41.
A deputy stakes out a likely escape route. Our crew rides with him. 4 hours later, they get lucky. The suspect sees the deputy's lights and hits the gas. The chase is on. The 4Runner hits a turn at 70 miles an hour.
Hey, Adam Lowndes, 1080, 231, HPW, going out to Statesville Highway.
Soon another car has joined the chase. The lead car tries to pass, but the suspects weave from side to side. They can't let themselves get boxed in. More deputies' vehicles arrive, but there's no way these convicts are planning to go back to prison. Desperate, they throw debris from the 4Runner, hoping it will buy them some distance.
All units be advised, you call the police, watch your tires.
The tactic gets them nowhere, but it puts deputies at risk, and that's where Sheriff Paul draws the line. Taking the lead, he blows out the suspect's tires with a shotgun while he's driving. The convicts know they're in trouble. They pull over in a last-ditch effort to escape on foot. But Lowndes deputies are on them. For these escaped cons, break time is over. This convict knows he better follow orders, but his partners still put up a fight. Takedowns like these are a dangerous proposition, but considering the alternative, it's worth the risk. Pushers can run, robbers can hide, but they can't win. The next time the devil goes down to Georgia, he better stay out of Lowndes County, because when criminals are at their worst, these dedicated deputies are at their best. Drunk driving, the ultimate betrayal. It can turn an automobile into a deadly weapon. And your best friend into an execution. It only takes a few drinks and the family car. Drunk drivers are a danger to themselves, a danger to others. And a danger to this officer. People who drink lose their ability to think rationally.
Is it your habit to drive 102?
No, sir.
All right, how much you had to drink tonight?
Ooh, a couple of beers.
Couple of beers?
Couple of beers.
I hear that all the time.
Some try to bribe the officers. It's an outright proposition that falls on deaf ears.
Is there any way that we can tell this?
Not a chance. And of course, drunk drivers never think they've had as much as the next guy.
Please, please. I mean, he's had too much drink, way more than I have. I haven't had too much drink. I've had less than legal alcohol.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to determine that in a few minutes.
Sometimes the drunk driver is a friend, and it would be easy for the cop to let it slide. This officer has just stopped a buddy he's known for years.
How many you had tonight, babe?
Maybe six, maybe seven, I don't know.
Well, I think you've had too much drink.
Okay.
And I'm going to place you under arrest for DUI.
Why can't you just help me out?
Because
I don't do anything in the world. I'm a friend of yours, I thought.
You're saying that you're not guilty of driving under the influence?
Okay, I am, but why do you have to do me this way?
Because I've got a job to do.
Alcohol and the automobile. A combination that kills over 17,000 people each year. Every time a cop takes a drunk off the road, he might be saving someone's life. Next, on World's Wildest Police Video.
Look at society of that scum.
One drug dealer. One angry mob. A city filled with rage. A street filled with gunfire. Next.
Taking the law into your own hands is for fools. Vigilante justice never works. It can quickly turn into a complete disaster.
Cape Town, South Africa. Muslim extremists surround a suspected drug dealer's home. They say the man has been selling to their children. They're full of rage and fury. They spray paint their faction's name on the house. But these vigilantes have more destructive plans in mind. Their leader addresses them.
And yes, we can clear our society and rid our society of that scum.
Moments later, he has brought this mob to a murderous pitch. The police are already rushing to the scene, but because of the remote area, they won't arrive for over 20 minutes. In the meantime, it's pure chaos. The two sides exchange rapid gunfire. Unbelievably, this cameraman holds his ground and tapes the entire skirmish. The vigilantes scatter in all directions. The wounded are quickly carried off. Moments later, a friend of the dealer, a suspected gang leader, arrives. The vigilantes swarm his vehicle. He's pulled out and brutally beaten. Tonight, this extremist mob became judge, jury, and executioner. They got what they wanted, but at what price? And where does it end? By taking the law into their own hands, they made a mockery of the law. Vigilante justice is simply no justice at all.
He's got a gun!
Whatever goes on in the criminal mind, from the determined to the deadly, from the scary to the just plain stupid, the cops will be there to face the danger. To find the answer and stay until the job is done.